Why am I still living? And what happiness do I have? Narottam Das says, why have I not died long ago? This is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. If I cannot come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. I'm going to need something to hold the page, the wind. Or maybe you can hold, okay? Gaura pahu nabajiya goinu premaratana dana helaya harainu. Pahu Tana kori dana te agino apana karama dose apani jubinu adane yatana kori dana te agino karma dose apani divino adane yatana kori dana te agino apana karma dose apani divino. Satsanga chadi kainu asate vilas te karane lagi lo ye
Kama Bandha Pans Sangha Chari Kaino Asate Veda Sikaran Veda Gila Ye Kama Bandha Pans Satsangha Chari Kaino Asate vira te karane lagi loye kama vada vasa satsanga Kama Vajapa Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Kainu Gaura Kirtana Rase Magana Nahainu Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata kaino Tora kitana dase Magana nahainu Vishaya vishama visha Satata kaino Gora kitana dase Magana nahainu Aya vishama isha Satata kamayinu Gora kirtana rase Magana nahainu Keno vachaye prana Kisuka paya Narotama daskeno Nagila Maria Narotama daskeno Nagira Maria Keno vachaye prana Kisuka paya Narotama daskeno Nagira Maria Kisuka paya Narotama daskeno Godapahu Navadiya goinu Premaratana dana Elaya harainu Navadiya goinu Vemaratana dana Hilaya harainu Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Daga, Hare Daga. Nitai Gaura Hariba, 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 Hariba.
We'll read a little bit from Srila Prabhupada's commentary to this very wonderful bhajan about Lord Chaitanya. Gorapahu na bhajiya goinu prema ratana dana hilaya harainu. This is another song by Narottam Das Thakur. He is saying that I have invited my spiritual death by not worshipping Lord Chaitanya. Gorapahu na bhajiya goinu. Gorapahu means Lord Chaitanya, and Nabhajiya, without worshipping, Goinu, I have invited spiritual death, and Adhame, Yatane Kari Dhanatainu, why I have invited the spiritual death? Because I am engaged in something which is useless, and I have rejected the real purpose of my life. Adhama means valueless things. And dhana means valuables. So actually, every one of us, neglecting our spiritual emancipation, we are engaged in material sense gratification. And therefore, we are losing the opportunity of this human form of body to elevate myself on the spiritual platform. This human body is especially given to the conditioned soul to take a chance for spiritual emancipation. So anyone who does not care for spiritual emancipation, he is inviting spiritual death. Spiritual death means to forget oneself, that he's spirit. That is spiritual death. So in the animal life, it is fully forgetfulness. They cannot be reminded at any circumstances that they are not this body. They are different from this body. It is only in this human form of body, human form of life, one can understand that he is not this body. He's spirit soul. So by chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily understand this fact. And by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, one can chant Hare Krishna and very easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. But Narottam Das Thakur says on our behalf that we are neglecting this. Therefore, we are inviting spiritual death. Then he says, Prema Ratana Dana Helaya Harayinu. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Everyone says love. There are so many signboards, so many papers. Love, love. But there is no love. This is illusion. It is all lust. Love for intoxication. Love for sex. Love for this. This is going on. So actual love means love. This word can be applicable only with Krishna, with God. Because we are created for that purpose. To love means to love Krishna. So that is wanted. That is spiritual love. So Prema Ratana, I could achieve that transcendental position of love, but I am neglecting. Therefore I am calling my spiritual death. And these things are happening to my due to my past misdeeds. Due to my past deeds, misdeeds, I've got a type of body. Everyone who has got this material body, it is due to past misdeeds. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksha Unminitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for chanting so enthusiastically. This is the essence of our Sankirtan movement, is to chant with great enthusiasm. Actually, this is our life. And this is what Srila Prabhupada is talking about and Narottam Das Thakur is talking about, the difference between spiritual life and spiritual death. He says, for those who neglect the mercy that Lord Chaitanya is come to give, then they are calling upon their spiritual death. And what is this spiritual death? It's to forget myself as spirit soul. Prabhupada says that quite clearly here. What is spiritual death? We become so much absorbed, although Lord Chaitanya has come to give the Prema Ratana Dana, the Prema, love of Godhead, as we were speaking about last night. We were saying how Lord Chaitanya appeared to bestow what no other incarnation had ever given before, the transcendental mellows, the highest, most elevated mellows of devotional service. The mellows of conjugal love. This is a technical matter which we will not expand upon, at least at this particular time, but we should understand that this type of love which Lord Chaitanya came to give is the most valuable Prema Ratana Dana, the gift, the most valuable precious jewel that one can possibly experience. If we're given something of great value, then we should want to use it for its full potential. As we were speaking about the other night when we were speaking to our Vaishnava Training Academy devotees, we were speaking about this point, that if somebody gives you a very valuable gift, and we used an example, like everybody can identify with a computer, Macintosh, whatever it may be, has many peripherals, has a lot of memory, so many other things that are used in connection to this computer. So if somebody gives this to you, it's quite natural that one will want to figure out how to use it to its full potential. How can I get the most out of this? It can do so many things. My friend told me when he gave it to me what it can do. I don't know how to do it, so I'll refer to the manual, I'll look it up, and I'll see how to do it and get the most I can out of this gift. So, similarly, as Lord Rishabhdev explains in his teachings to his sons in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nayam deho deham bhajam nigalke kashtang kaman ahate vidbujam ye tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam yasmed that's Brahma Sakyam Twanantam. He says, my dear sons, of all the living entities who've accepted material bodies in this material world, one who has been awarded, it's a gift, one who's been awarded the human form of life should not waste it simply for sense gratification, which is available for hogs and dogs that eat stool. Instead, one should accept austerities and penances to achieve the divine position of devotional service. By such activities, one's heart is purified. And when one comes to this platform of happiness, he comes to the platform of real happiness, which continues forever. Lord Rishabhdev was describing the gift. The gift is the human form of life. Well, now what happens in this human form of life? What happens if one gets not only a gift of the human form of life, but gets the most precious, rare, valuable jewel on top of that? Not only is it a gift to be awarded the human form of life, but the most precious jewel of the human form of life is to have the opportunity to achieve spiritual perfection, the highest perfection, so rarely achieved previously, as we quoted last night from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he glorifies Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of transcendental mercy. And although the subject matter of bhakti is very difficult to understand, nonetheless, in this age of Kali, he's made it so easily accessible. How has he made it so easily accessible? As explained in Shikshastika prayers, he says, your holy name alone can render all benediction to all the living beings, and thus you have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all of your transcendental potencies, and there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh my Lord, out of your kindness, you have made yourself so easily approachable by your holy names. But unfortunately, I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction for them. Lord Chaitanya explains in his Shikshastika. He says this: he's made himself so easily accessible. Not only did Lord Chaitanya come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the disguise, a Channa avatar, as Radhanath Maharaj was describing yesterday. He is the hidden incarnation because he didn't come to appear as God, but he came to appear as a devotee, the hidden incarnation. And he came as the Supreme Lord, and he gave as the Supreme Lord that which was not different from himself. He distributed his name. Everywhere he was going, he was distributing the holy names of Krishna. He was worshiping Krishna, although he himself is not different from Krishna. In the mood of a devotee, he was performing the highest service, distributing that holy name, making it so easily accessible. And therefore, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kalea dosha nidhe rajan astaheko mahadguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangam bharam vajet. The age of Kali is an ocean of all bad qualities. But it has one redeeming factor. All bad qualities, anybody can easily perceive how Kali Yuga is manifesting so many bad qualities and it's getting worse. We do not have to examine very deeply. If we simply scratch the surface, we can see the bad qualities of Kali Yuga, which are described as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where men are short-lived, unlucky, misguided, and above all, always disturbed. These are the characteristics of qualities of Kali Yuga, always disturbed. And Prabhupada would oftentimes say, by the slightest provocation, because people are so disturbed, they will be fighting, there will be quarrel, there will be sparks. Kali Yuga is an ocean of all bad qualities. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind that he's actually made himself so easily accessible in this very fallen age. And what is the qualification for getting that mercy, forgetting that opportunity to come in contact with the Lord?
What is the actual qualification? Lord Chaitanya is patita pavana. The qualification is simply to realize one's own fallen condition. To be honest and realize. Proud persons who are deceitful can never actually obtain the full mercy of the Lord. A person who's proud, who thinks that he's puffed up by his prestigious position, it's explained in the Bhagavatam, such persons, what they'll do is they'll mock, they'll make fun of those who are genuine devotees because they think, I have wealth, I have some position. Look at the Vaishnava, like Shuklambara Brahmachari. Shuklambara Brahmachari was a very simple Brahmachari who used to live by begging. And he would go door to door begging some alms with his hands open. And only he would go to the houses of the most impoverished householders. And he would get simply a few grains of broken rice. And he would collect that each day and prepare that. And that would be his food for his sustenance. And the wealthy worshippers of Goddess Chandi, they would mock him. Look at him. Look at this beggar. But it's described by Chaitanya Bhagavata, by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, that Shuklambara Brahmachari, he never even understood or knew what is the meaning of poverty. He was satisfied. He was so satisfied simply to have those few grains of rice. And he was satisfied, and although externally he appeared to be like a beggar, and those who are proud of their position, proud of their wealth, proud of their power, they would look upon the devotees and mock them. Look at them. Just look at the beggars. They have nothing to show for all of their prayers. This would happen at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Shivas Thakur. They would mock the devotees and say they're simply crying because they're so hungry. They're hunger pains. And when Kolavecha Shidhar, when he would sing the holy names of the Lord all night long, then people would be disturbed. The neighbors were crying out, why does that man put some food in his belly? Mocking him. But he was so satisfied, never hankering for anything more. That is a symptom of getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy. That is a symptom of getting mercy. When one is satisfied in any condition of life, one knows he has the Lord's mercy. Because that, in essence, is what everybody is looking for, is satisfaction. But because people in the age of Kali are so disturbed because they have this uncontrollable lust, Prabhupada says right here, there's no love in the material world, it is all lust. I love this, I love that. I love intoxication, I love sex, I love... Everyone is thinking this love, love, love. But actually, no, it is uncontrollable lust. It burns like fire. And the more one pours gasoline upon the fire, the more the fire blazes. It may go down for a moment. You pour a large quantity of gasoline, for a moment it will go down, but then bursts into huge flames. Similarly, we try to satisfy our lustful propensities by temporary sense enjoyment. It doesn't satisfy the self. It is very temporary. Dukaliyam ashashvatam, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Material world is temporary and full of miseries. And matraspashastu konteya sitoshna sukadukada agamapayo nichas tangs titikshasva bharata. Krishna says the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perceptions, and one has to learn how to tolerate them without being disturbed. I remember, actually, this was the very first verse I learned when I came to Krishna consciousness. I was going out into the streets, my first day when I shaved my head in the temple. Then my temple president asked me to go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And I was all by myself with a bag full of books and I didn't know what to do. And it was very difficult. I was being all by myself in the midst of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is always pulling. Everything is always pulling at her. Of course, it's gotten so worse. I remember when I first went to the Soviet countries, There was no advertising in those days when I was going in communist times. There were no signs. There's nothing. It was just riba, myasa, moloko. It's just the riba. It's just four. She's laughing. She knows. There was no glitzy signs and fancy signs. Everything was just. And I remember when I was in the Soviet Union my first time in the 1980s, and then when I drove through Checkpoint Charlie, and I went into West Berlin. And the first thing I saw was this, all these signs everywhere, just pulling your senses. You know, you drive down the street, and so many things pulling your senses, attracting your eyes, attracting your ears, attracting your sense, your nose and smell. I remember even at our old temple in Boston on Commonwealth Avenue, they had this place that sold, we won't talk about it, unmentionables. And they purposely had this fan, huge fan, that would blow the aroma of this burning flesh, you know, out on the street. So anybody who walked by who was attracted, whenever we came back from Sankirtan, we have to walk, we figure out how to go around and avoid passing through. So many things attract the senses. And I remember going out on Sankirtan on this my first day with a shaved head, and I learned this verse, Matraspashastukonteya Sitoshna Sukadukada. It was my first project on Sankirtan that day, is to learn my first verse from Bhagavad Gita. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, and one has to tolerate them without being disturbed. So, anyways, that is the nature of the Kali Yuga. It is trying to drag us to hell. Everything is that people are putting forward in the name of progress, material progress and prosperity. They cannot understand the real value. What is the real value of a person who actually has some satisfaction? Bhagavatam has a different standard of what is valuable than the materialists. Bhagavatam says the value of a moment's association of a devotee of the Lord cannot be compared to elevation to heavenly planets, to liberation from matter, or for worldly prosperity, which is ultimately meant for those who are meant for death. Bhagavatam gives this value. This is something that's value. Materialists will think, what are you talking about? A moment's association with a devotee is more valuable than worldly prosperity? But this is real value for a devotee. One moment's association, just as Bhagavatam describes, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better one moment of full consciousness, because that will enable one to search after his ultimate interest. So Bhagavatam says, what is the value of having a long life? Living a long life, if it's just simply for sense gratification. The trees live long lives. Are they more fortunate? No. Not to have a long life is not real value. Better one moment of full consciousness. And how does one get that one moment of full consciousness? He can get it in one moment's association of a devotee of the Lord. That one moment of full consciousness. And in that one moment, he could begin his search, his journey back home, back to Godhead. That is the greatest, most precious jewel that Lord Chaitanya came to give. And all he's simply saying is simply take it. Take it, accept it, embrace it. Accept it in the holy name in your heart. Purna shuddho nitya mukto binavat nama namano. What is that verse? How does that verse? Nama chittamani krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha. Purna shuddho nitya mukto binavat nama namano. Right? The holy name of the Lord is transcendentally blissful, and it bestows all benedictions, All spiritual benedictions. It is never a material object. It is never contaminated by matter. It is eternal and liberated. And it is non-different from Krishna. Anyone who associates with Krishna, as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Haisava Jagat Nistara. In the age of Kali, the Supreme Lord incarnates in the form of His holy name. And anyone who associates with His holy name is as good as associating with Krishna directly. So kind, so merciful. So what we understand that the devotees are those who've dedicated their lives for distributing this holy name and making it accessible to others, just as Lord Chaitanya did when he appeared. And Narottam Das Thakur in this bhajan, he's taking a position for us to look at ourselves and to examine ourselves. Am I using my human form of life to its full potential? Or am I wasting valuable time? Am I wasting time? One should not be kripana, miserly. If he has something value, he should use it for good purposes. If one has human form of life, he should use it for its full potential. What it can actually give. It can give the gift. It can actually give the fruit of love of Godhead. One actually, the only requirement is one simply has to desire it. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Instruction that this Krishna consciousness movement is the cultivation of desire. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Atta chitang samadhatam na shaknosi mai stiram abhyasa yogena tato mami chaptam dhananjaya. He says, my dear Arjuna, if you cannot always fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. In this way, you will develop the desire to attain me. This is Hare Krishna. This is the cultivation of desire. Right? So Prabhupada explains, devotional service means the cultivation of the desire. Once that seed has been planted in the heart, that wants a little taste, even unknowingly, is planted in the heart for the holy name of the Lord and for achieving the full benefits, the fruit of love of Godhead, that one begins the cultivation of that desire to taste that fruit that Lord Chaitanya came to give. That seed is planted in the heart, it must be watered by regular hearing and chanting, and it must grow. And Lord Chaitanya describes in his teachings to Rupa Goswami how that seed is nourished and watered by hearing and chanting, and it grows and it enters into the spiritual world, the vine, the creeper of loving devotional service, takes shelter at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, and bears fruit of pure love of God. The seed is planted in the heart. Brahmanda Brahmate Konda Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. The Bhakti Lata Bija, that is that seed of devotion planted in the heart. When one takes that seed into the heart, accepts that seed, and nourishes and waters it, by hearing the glories of the Lord, hearing the glories of the holy name of the Lord, one must hear about the truth and transcendental position of the Lord's holy names by hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouth of Vaishnavas. From nowhere else will one be able to taste the sweetness of Krishna's holy name. So as soon as that seed is planted within the heart, then one has to water it, and nourish it. And Narottam Das Thakur in this bhajan is taking the position, showing us. What is he saying? I've wasted my life. I did not take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Why? Why it was better for me to have died. He says just like that. He says, why am I still living and what happiness do I have? Narottam says, why I have not died long ago. This is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. If I cannot come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. So, why waste? Lord Chaitanya has come to give that greatest jewel, and if we simply accept it, embrace it, and chant the holy name of the Lord with full faith, and make that our daily nourishment and sustenance, Krishna is non-different from his name, and one chants Krishna's name with faith, then as we describe in Lord Chaitanya's Sikshastaka prayers, that he so kindly made himself so easily accessible. And therefore, Rupa Goswami, in his prayers, he says, I do not know how much nectar there is in the two syllables, Krishna. When I chant the name Krishna, then Krishna appears to be dancing on my tongue, and therefore I desire so many mouths to chant Krishna's name. When the name syllables Krishna enter into my ears, I desire millions of ears. And when the name Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, what happens is my senses become inert, my mind becomes overwhelmed, and my senses become inert, stunned by the dancing of these two syllables in the courtyard of my heart. So there's so much nectar in Krishna's name. And this is, as explained yesterday, this was one of the purposes for Lord Chaitanya's descent. He came to distribute what no other incarnation came to distribute before him. The highest mellow, the most elevated mellow of devotional service to Krishna, the most elevated mellow of conjugal love, he came to give in the form of his name. Therefore, we should remember Lord Rishabhdev's instructions. We should not waste this life like dogs and hogs that eat stool simply for sense enjoyment. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam sudyad yasma brahma sokyam tanantam. One should voluntarily accept austerities and penances. I was in 1976, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Mayapur, and he was talking about austerities. And you say that there are different types of austerities, just like one may sit in a circle of fire in the middle of summer. This is very difficult, very austere. Or in the middle of winter, one may submerge himself in water. He said, but we do not need to do these types of austerities. He says, our austerities are very easy. Simply, strictly follow the instructions of the spiritual master. All austerities are automatically there. And Prabhupada would oftentimes say the most important instruction of the spiritual master is to chant Hare Krishna. There's nothing more important. It is the foundation of our spiritual life. If we want to grow and advance, we have to have a strong foundation. Therefore, Lord Rishabhdev says, one should accept divine austerities to achieve the transcendental position of devotional service. By such activities, one's heart is purified and one achieves real happiness, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. We should simply accept voluntarily these simple austerities. Every day, chanting Hare Krishna, chanting in the association with devotees, as we were chanting, and all of you so kindly participated with such great enthusiasm. I'm speaking about a subject that you know better than me, how to enthusiastically chant Hare Krishna. You have the opportunity for it on so many occasions in the association of such elevated Vaishnavas here in Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. I am simply like a glowworm. Prabhupada talks about in the Krishna book, he says in Kali Yuga, the real luminaries in the sky cannot be seen by the clouds of the autumn season. And people accept the glowworms in the trees to be the luminaries. So I am simply like a glowworm. And the real luminaries, they are here. All enthusiastically chanting Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. So I've come for your association. And I've come to participate in your kirtans. And to participate in your enthusiasm and to embrace this Krishna consciousness and to make your life successful. And I pray to all of you to please be kind upon me and allow me to come back in your association again and again to chant the most blissful names of Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare!
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes? Should chant that?
Actually, just before I chant that, I want to read one quick thing. That last night I spoke from one bhajan, and excuse me, just take me one moment.